I can hear these words that there is strength that God wants to give us. And it could only be found in His presence. Strength for what we're going through. Strength for the war. For there's never been a time that this message has been fought as much as it's been fought right now. And continuing in prayer, staying on the path. But there's strength that God wants to give us that could only be found in worship. And it has nothing to do with what you feel. It has nothing to do if you even feel the power of God. But it has everything to do with your spirit connecting with Him, fellowship, one-on-one, and Him being able to pour into you, whether you feel it or not. And the ability to raise your hands and say, I love you, Father, regardless of what is going on, regardless of what you're going through personally, regardless of how much we've been fought, regardless of what you see, is what He desires for us, to go deeper into that. You say, well, I don't feel any anointing. That's not based on that. If we lived by our feelings, we would have been done years ago. And there's strength, there's stability, there is courage, there is things that God needs for us to have on the inside of us that He wants to give us that is only going to come when we learn to worship Him in spite of what we feel. Corporately, individually, collectively, all times. He wants to take us further here as a group, as a body. And the only way that He can do that is if we get over what we feel and we go deeper into worship when we get together. Because I know how hard it is, especially if you work, you come to church. The last thing you want to do is lift up your hands and say, I love you. I guess that's a true test, though, of what's in charge, your spirit or your flesh. And the devil's onslaught against this place, let's say, at an all-time high. He wants for us to abort prayer. He wants for us to abort doctrine. He wants for us to abort standing against sin. It is not the will of God. But the road is weary sometimes, and God wants to refresh us with His presence, strength in the Spirit. He wants to talk to us. But He wants us to know that it has nothing to do with what we feel. It has nothing to do with what you feel right now. I'm depressed. It doesn't matter. I've been failing. It doesn't matter. God's word is truth. If you continually base truth on your circumstance, you will continually fail. But if we take it for truth and apply it and believe it and do it, it's going to work every single time.